You're listening to SBS News.
Underneath a small industrial building in Tijuana, Mexico, a hidden drug smuggling tunnel has been discovered. The 1 kilometre tunnel stretches into the San Diego area, making it the longest tunnel on the southwest border to be found by United States authorities. Inside is an extensive rail system, forced air ventilation, high-voltage electrical cables, a complex drainage system, and even an elevator. There have been no arrests or drug seizures during the operation. But one of the largest drug trafficking organizations in the world, Mexico's Sinaloa cartel, operates in the area. Its founder and longtime leader, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, is serving a lifetime prison term in the U.S. John Callery is from the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration.
These are probably the darkest times that we've seen as an agency as far as the deadliness of the drugs. We know that fentanyl is in almost all the heroin trafficking across the border from Mexico into the United States. And we know that methamphetamine is still a major killer in our area of the country, in Southern California. So yeah, I have no doubt that if drugs were smuggled in this tunnel, that it was heroin laced with fentanyl. I would. That's a 99 percentile answer on that.
The newly discovered tunnel is about 1.68 metres tall and has a depth of 21.3 metres below the surface. More than a dozen sophisticated tunnels have been found on California's border with Mexico since 2016. The next longest tunnel ever discovered on the border was 904 metres long in San Diego in 2014. Members of the San Diego Tunnel Task Force started mapping the tunnel back in August last year, after Mexican law enforcement identified its entrance. Aaron Heike is the deputy chief of U.S. Border Control.
As far as the initial discovery was on the United States side, with a combination of a lot of intelligence gathering and technologies that we're able to use, and then with the help of Mexico, we were able to exact a location of the tunnel itself.
There is no confirmed exit point into the United States, but U.S. authorities say they are highly confident that the tunnel exited in San Diego at one point in time, based on its trajectory. Several hundred sandbags blocked exits to warehouses in San Diego's Otay Mesa area, where sophisticated tunnels have typically ended and extended into open fields.
The sacks and the dirt filled back into the hole. The direction of the actual tunnel itself, with help from Mexico, helped us track back into the U.S. where we likely think it would have exited.
The Drug Enforcement Administration, or DEA, says the sophistication of the tunnel demonstrates the determination and monetary resources of drug cartels. The DEA will continue to secure the border and shut down tunnels to stop the flow of deadly drugs entering the United States. U.S. President Donald Trump has repeatedly called for a U.S.-Mexico border wall to prevent drug trafficking, though officials say many drugs are smuggled through legal ports of entry, hidden in vehicles or lorries. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.